when your way gets hard, when you feel lost in the woods. Know you're a work in progress with lessons to find. You're a thousand piece puzzle, and puzzles take time.
Of you that don't know what it means, it is Swahili toss. Super. What does it mean, Raymond the Condemned?
Super. There was a wicked messenger from Eli, he did come with a mind that multiplied the smallest matter. When questioned who had sent for him, he answered with his thumb, for his tongue yet could not speak but only flatter. Stayed behind the assembly hall, it was there he made his bed. Oftentimes he could be seen returning, until one day he just appeared with a note in his hand which read, "The soles of my feet, I swear they're burning. the heart. If you cannot bring good news, then don't bring any.
They're stitching you up. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Dr. Nomia. Welcome to another fancy schmancy edition of Wound Liquor, your very own tailor-made, curated program of the healing arts. And today, we're going to be dealing with a phenomenon that that probably strikes at least one in three people. It is what I like to call the fear of texting vexations. Yeah. Or, I don't think I added a smiley face to my message. And what it is, plainly speaking, is just the difficulty parsing the mood behind text. I think it happens to many of us. And it's a reciprocal thing. It's not only receiving a text, it's the recipient of our texts, you know, who may be puzzled. I mean, yeah, a smiley face goes a long way. I think, you know, we've learned in using this particular method of communication that we were made aware that you've got to make up for the lack of intonation, you know, lack of sanguine physical presence, you know, gestures, what have you. I mean, you're just basically just like Ouija board hijinks, you know, just seeing these characters, these letters formed into a phrase or sentence, and they're just drained of any emotion, or can be. Again, that's where the emoji business comes in. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, the emojis, you know, they come in all kinds of complexions and emotions and what have you. I mean, you know, and then people get into hearts. And, you know, I don't mind including a heart. I'm very, you know, I love my friends. I love interacting. So I may include a little heart there just to know, let them know that I'm thinking about them and I like them. But, you know, I'm completely puzzled because there are different colored hearts and I don't want to be misunderstood. I go for the old familiar red heart. But people have purple hearts. People have green hearts. I have no clue what those mean. So on this show today, we're going to be addressing musically, this whole notion of messages that get strangulated, that are difficult to parse, create tension and rifts with our friends and our... not enemies, because it's pretty plain when you're dealing with an enemy, but with people who we don't have any corporeal connection to when we're sending these messages to. You know, they could be just a business thing. Well, I don't know if you write a text for a business thing. Well, you know, somewhat, I guess. I don't know. Things are not necessarily that formal. But anyway, I digress. You know, I have my brother. When he texts me, he doesn't enjoy texting. And when he texts, they always sound grumpy. And I mean, even though I know my brother, I momentarily get taken aback because I can't make out what he's getting at. You know, if he's pissed that I am bothering him, or he's just I don't know. But none of these really apply. It's just a curt and glib way he texts. Me, on the other hand, I'm verbose. I write too much information. And it's sort of affected sometimes. I mean, I had this very British way of writing, you know, using British slang and things like that, because I thought that was really just, you know, mellifluous. Like mellifluous, you know, like the word mellifluous. Something that is, you know, full of melody and song and lyrical and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? It's pretentious. It really is pretentious. And I've got to just get back to writing, you know, not curt, but just, you know, just a fax man, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I want you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, to think about your own alarm at texts that you can't parse immediately. And I will tell you how to fix that in a little bit. Well, actually, I can tell. Well, no, I will wait a little bit to tell you. It's a little lesson that may help you. It's something that I accidentally discovered, and not that I've used it. Here's the thing. I mean, I went to a seminar years ago on autism, you know, the autism spectrum. And what it was, very informative, but, you know, in terms of Asperger's, supposedly, and I know this can't be true. This is, you know, you can't paint with that thick of a brush. People are different and, you know, symptomologies are different. But, you know, one of the things that they had mentioned in this seminar was that, you know, folks with Asperger's not only are very bright people, but they may have difficulty with perceiving body language and tone and things like that. So social kinds of cues, they may be there may be a paucity of their another. There I go into the affectation. You know, a difficulty with trying to understanding. You know, social cues. And then it occurred to me when this whole texting thing came to be that it sort of is like that. You know, you are unaware. You're forced in sort of like a deprivation situation. You're unaware or can be unaware of what that person actually intends. And you can mistake it, or you can really ignore it. I mean, they may be very sad and angry, or, you know, some other kind of really emotive type of response, and you're just not picking up on it. And they may be very pissed at you, too, and you're not picking up on it. So it's an interesting dilemma. It's an interesting kind of experiment, you know, looking at the deprivations of understanding social cues and those kinds of scenarios, those kinds of situational things. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. Like I said, I'm going to come back and tell you some way that may be helpful for you if you are particularly hapless and helpless in trying to figure out the texts that come your way. But importantly, how to correct it in yourself. We continue. Okay.
Yeah. that's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music. 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? I do. We don't. But Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT.
Zambia, this is
Jerry Poo Poo.
You've got a call, you know, a couple of days back regarding your credit card settlement.
Oh man, quit playing with the phone.
I'm sorry?
Quit playing with the phone, man. I know who this is.
This is
Jerry Poo Poo.
Yeah, I'm calling from
Reggie, I know it's you, man. Don't be playing with me, man.
You're not looking for a settlement?
Oh man. Man, quit messing with me, man. Come on, I forgot it's you, Reggie.
You can always give me a call you want, but this is
Jerry Poo Poo.
You know.
Yeah, Reggie. Hey, Reggie, I'll call you back, man. Don't worry. I mean, I'm gonna go back.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
Why are you eating pizza? You're so wants you with dead, and so you say that you guys are going out for pizza, cause he's so depressed, but I just don't see why you are gonna go out for pizza and be so depressed, so depressed. Come on, everybody clap your hands and let's go. You're so depressed, then why you eating pizza? You're so depressed, then why you eating pizza? You're so depressed, then why you eating pizza? Come on. Oh yeah. Break it down. You're so depressed, then why you eating pizza? So depressed.
Soy McGruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Si crees que comprarlos es inofensivo, piénsalo de nuevo. Estos suelen hacerse con ingredientes potencialmente peligrosos, e incluso letales, que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke, but what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
I know you got something that you wanna share. Tell it to my face. I know you're gonna say that our love is blue. Tell it to my
Michael's, how can I help you?
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Could be better than Tuxedo Boys. Let me explain. I was wondering if you guys have any glue stuck on me back to me. That would be cool for this money. I'm just playing. The reason I need some glue is I'm in a dispute with the Tuxedo Boys. My band, Blues Said by the Snake, was playing an open mic, and the Tuxedo Boys are in the stands causing a ruckus. They're acting like Timon and Pumbaa and Rafiki's Mango Parlor. So now I play the role of Scar, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to glue a blueberry to the Tuxedo Boys' touring van. I'm going to do it, because you can't mess with my music. You can't do it. You want to knock on my door on a Scarlet Moonlight, bring me to my ex-wife's house, and, you know, give me a beating? That's fine. I've been knocked out 3 times at Alpaca Farm. But to mess with my music? No way. So what I'd like from you all is to get the best glue y'all got. I'm going to glue a little blueberry to the Tuxedo Boys car. To the Tuxedo Boys car.
I think the best glue we've got is E6000. That works pretty good. Pretty industrial, waterproof and all of that.
How long do you think that would last on the Tuxedo Boys van?
Probably a lot. I mean, my mom has it on her, like, a ball outside, and it's lasted about a year, so
hot.
Pretty...
Yes! The Tuxedo Boys are going to look like fools, you know? I mean, good luck, Timon and Pumbaa, working as for as tall people in Mustafa's Walking Stick Emporium. Look, would you got? Would you if a van pulled up with a little blueberry on it, would you laugh?
Probably.
Well, all right. Well, I'm coming to the store. Thank you. So here's the thing. I didn't know what humor was in the past. I've almost died 3 times. I got tased 42 times. I woke up and I realized what is funny, what ain't. And a blueberry? A blueberry on the Tuxedo Boys van? That's a hoot. I'll be in later today. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, the Tuxedo Boys. Hi, it's Dr. Nomia, and we are in the midst of the fear of texting. What was it? Texting vexations. Yes, mistakes made in communicating by text reciprocally. But I want to tell you first, it's WRCT Pittsburgh. Yes. And I also want to tell you that I discovered by happenstance something that may be very helpful for those of you who have an abject problem with parsing texts or creating texts. More so, I think, with creating texts. You know, if you're really underskilled with emoting in your text to make your message clear, this may help. I don't know if you know, do you know the app Pergo? I guess it's short for Purgatorio. Yeah, it's a app that you can download Pergo, and it will communicate with sad souls in purgatory. And why this is so effective, I think, for those of you who are underskilled with communicating by text, is that those sullen souls in purgatory, they're just so distraught and so disorganized that it's very difficult to understand what they're on about. And I guess the whole purpose of this Pergo app is so that you can help them, you know, feel better. And, you know, I mean, I saw someone I know was using it and telling me about it. And, you know, for a few, you know, moments or something, I was on there. It was just, for me, it was just very tiresome because, my gosh, getting to what somebody's situation is in purgatory. I mean, they're figuratively and literally that they're at a loss for words. I guess it's just so, it's not hellish, but it's very stymieing. So anyway, when I left my friend who was telling me about this and showing me this, I thought, you know, this may be able to help people be a little bit more specific in their own text writing skills. And, you know, it kind of forces a person to, I would think, to be able to ask the questions, to try to get clarification. Now, I can't promise you because I didn't really hang around long enough to see if there was a way of getting some better clarity with these disembodied, you know, souls that were not tormented, but just seemed so sad, so very sad. You know, a gnashing of teeth, wringing of hands, kind of sad. So it may help in your own skill set, in increasing your skill set to ask those proper questions that give you information, that help you shape your texting to really understand clearly so that you can respond clearly, okay? Pergo. Download the app. I'm not making a commercial for Pergo. It's just I have no idea if it's free. I nothing. But it's It's short for Purgatorio. And again, you're able to communicate with disembodied sung souls. All right, we continue.
Bye.